The far right do put a lot of attention on recruiting young people into their movement. We're seeing this with openly Nazi groups like the British Movement doing camping trips for their youths, and we've seen groups like Patriotic Alternative do Call of Duty Warzone gaming events aimed at young people. We've seen some truly sickening video games produced by the far right as well. Now, these far right produced video games can be anything from things like a Jewish concentration camp simulator to things like Nazi versions of Monopoly. Now, sadly, through Exit UK's engagement, we found kids as young as 9 years old playing games like the ones I just mentioned. The far right have also put somewhat of a target on recruiting kids between the ages of 16 to 18. Now, being between the ages of 16 to 18 is actually a very difficult time in people's lives. I remember that period of my life well, considering I'm only 21 years old now. Now, of course, at 16, I was already actively involved with the far right movement. But putting that aside for a second, I do remember just the day-to-day frustrations of being, that age. It's the little things about being that age that really do get to you at times. For example, one of the things that used to annoy me quite a lot back then was being 16 years old. If you work part-time, you would earn. Back when I was 16, one thing that I used to get really annoyed about all the time was that if you were 16, you had to pay for adult prices on most public transport. However, based on the minimum wage, you'd earn almost half the hourly rate of an adult over the age of 23, but you'd have to still pay the same prices that they did. Another thing that used to really sort of play on my mind was in school, I was always told that you must do well in your GCSEs in order to get into a good college. Now you had to do well in college to get into a good university, then you had to do well in university to get into further education or to get a good job. But at 16, I had no idea what career path I wanted to go down. Now, I felt like I was just aimlessly being hurtled towards this end goal, but I didn't know what that goal was. I had absolutely no idea. And in year 9, I believe it is, so when you're just around about 13, 14, you have to take your options for your GCSEs. Now, these options have a huge impact on what you can do at college, and thus what you can do at university, and thus what career you go into. And at that age, I had no clue, like absolutely zero idea what I wanted to do in life. So what I guess I'm just trying to highlight here is that at that age, I was just very, very, very angry at the world. And in my case, I was already involved in the far right. Now, to sort of, stir that anger and that hatred that I had at the time, they would say things to me like, the education system that's led by the government has failed to prepare you for the rest of your life. They'd say things to me like, you're a sheep on the outdated conveyor belt of the government. They'd say things like, the system is, outdated, and it's only outdated due to the government's attention being on immigration and building schools overseas rather than, focusing on the schools that are already in Britain. This led me to being very sort of anti-immigration and almost very anti-Muslim as well. Now, this was just one of the number of things that the far right used to sort of stir that anger and hatred inside me and turn it to being anger and hatred against, Islam, Muslims, and immigration. Now, the far right will use these exact same tactics in order to try and recruit people. They'll say the same things that they were saying to me to anybody else that felt the same emotion as me at the time, just being a 16, to 18-year-old that was just angry at the world. They'll say these exact same quotes to those people in order to try and recruit them in. The far right will essentially play on a person's personal frustrations, their personal issues, and indirectly encourage things like woke culture, anti-government slash anti-authoritarian mentality, when I can get my words out. And they'll also, put subtle hints of being anti-Islam or anti-Muslim, as well as slight hints of patriotism in there as well, in order to make it easier for them to be recruited into the far right. Now, if you're a young person listening to this and you feel the same way I did when I was that age, you just feel angry and frustrated and you don't really know why, you just are angry at that age. Please do not use the far right as a way to vent that anger. The far right will just make them emotions 10 to 50 times worse. You'll constantly be angry and you'll constantly be in a state of, just anger and aggression. Now, after a while of being angry and aggressive, it just makes you feel tired. It drains everything out of you, both mentally and physically. You will end up in a bad way. So please, guys, do not go down the same path I did. Stay away from that path. Now, It is very easy to fall into the far right's trap. And if you have done that and you do want to get out, please reach out to Exit UK. We're always here to support you. Exit UK, there's no support. So please, guys, if you are involved in the far right and you do want out, please do not be afraid to reach out to us.